A new study has found the Ebola virus can linger in male survivors for at least 9 months, much longer than previously thought, as our global health correspondent, Tulip Mazumda, explains.
93 men gave semen samples in Sierra Leone. The virus was found in two-thirds of men 4 to 6 months after they became sick, and in a quarter of men after 7 to 9 months. It's not clear whether they were infectious. That research is continuing. The World Health Organization says male survivors are advised to use condoms until they're given the all-clear by doctors. One case has been identified where a male survivor passed the virus to a woman through unprotected sex 6 months after he was infected.
The government of Myanmar is due to sign a ceasefire agreement with 8 armed ethnic groups shortly. But what's thought to be the country's biggest insurgent group will not be among them. The signing ceremony in the capital, Naypyidaw, is the culmination of 2 years of negotiations. Jonah Fisher is there.
Of the groups that have signed up, actually very few of them are involved in an active conflict with the government at the moment. Almost all of the warring parties, if you like, the ones where there are still fairly regular clashes with the Burmese army, they're the ones that have decided to sign out. So this deal isn't going to mean there was a war today, there isn't a war tomorrow. What it is going to mean is that it will be a starting point for political dialogue, discussions Myanmar might look like in the future, and a federal system of government.
More than 100 prominent American women have launched a lobby group to curb gun violence. The bipartisan Women's Coalition for Common Sense is led by former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. From Washington, here's Laura Bicker.
Gabrielle Giffords was severely wounded in 2011 by a gunman who killed 6 people and injured 13 others. She formed a lobby group to fight for new gun laws and to address the link between firearms and domestic abuse. At the launch, she said American women are 11 times more likely to be shot dead than those in other developed nations, and overwhelmingly, the culprits are men. Gun control has become a key issue in the early stages of the US presidential campaign.
Police in Jerusalem have shot dead 2 Palestinians, who they say tried to stab Israelis in separate incidents. Israel earlier deployed soldiers nationwide to help police stem a wave of attacks. The troops clashed with Palestinian protesters in Bethlehem on the West Bank. A computer problem has been causing delays at a number of airports across the United States. The problem affected computers used during passenger security screening procedures. A spokesman for the Department of Homeland Security says the disruption lasted 90 minutes. There's no indication that the service disruption was malicious in nature. You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The main opposition leader in Guinea has said he's pulling out of the presidential election. Selu Dalang Diallo alleged there was widespread fraud in the vote last Sunday and said he wouldn't recognise the outcome. His announcement came as early results put the incumbent president, Alpha Condé, in the lead. The country's foreign minister, François Lanceny Faure, appealed for calm as the votes were counted.
Nothing can be rebuilt in chaos. We ask everyone to remain calm and not to take to the streets because that is not the solution. We call on all political actors to engage in dialogue instead of violence.
The former president of Benin, Mathieu Kérékou, has died at the age of 82. He led the country for a total of 30 years, after first seizing power in a military coup in 1972. Mr. Kérékou later helped pave the way for multi-party politics, returning to power in 1996 as a democratically elected president. The government has announced a week of national mourning. Scientists have unearthed the fossil of a mammal which lived 125 million years ago. They say they've been able to conduct detailed analysis of the remains. Rebecca Morell has the story.
The researchers describe this ancient mammal as an exceptionally cute furball. Called Spinalestis, it was unearthed in a limestone quarry in central Spain, and unusually this creature is preserved with its internal organs, skin and fur intact. It would have been small, somewhere between the size of a mouse and a rat, with big ears and a pointy face. It had a short mane and a soft, fuzzy belly, but its lower back was covered in short, hedgehog-like spines and some tough scales, helping it to ward off predators such as the small dinosaurs that shared its habitat.
Rebecca Morell reporting. BBC World Service News.